And so, but we're going to have the wall irregardless this year. It's going to be over at Monument Park, which is over in Northwest 3rd, I believe it is. And also, the Doss family has graciously allowed us to use the east part of their, the old hospital, to put this on, because it's, like I say, it's 360 feet long. So it's pretty good size. And it's going to be on display from the 3rd of June to the 6th of June. It'll be erected on the morning of the 3rd and then taken down at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
All right. And I know how big of an open area that is. So that tells you how big this traveling tribute is. And I've seen the actual, and I know you have sure. as well, out in Washington, the Vietnam War Memorial. And if it's 80% of that, I mean, that is pretty impressive.
If you go down to the football field and you go from the out of bounds on the end zone to the out of bounds of the end zone on the other end, that's how big this is, 360 feet.
So what was the motivation of wanting to do this, I guess?
For me personally, I had a couple of friends that were lost over in Vietnam, Tim McCright and Dave West. And I know there's others in the area. There's Nick Seafeld has been doing on Facebook. We have a Facebook page called MCVT, and he's profiled the 15 souls that were lost that are on the monument north of the courthouse in the Vietnam conflict.